Many times we do interviews on Tim Beck too. Other times it's Becky and I just chatting together. But today, you just get me. And I'm glad you do, because there's something that I really, really love in this town, and that is the history of beer. I am so excited that Generations and Lena Brewing Company and Mud Run, and of course our really good friends of Wishful Acres and other area breweries, have with their craft brew really kept things going and really brought people into this town and have given a lot of entertainment. But I don't know if you realize that Freeport was a powder keg, I guess you would say, when it come to breweries. Germans began streaming into Northwest Illinois in 1845. And the first brewery that took place in Stevenson County was built by two men, and listen to this first name, named Lieb Schlitz, sound familiar, and Strachey. And they decided to build the Yellow Creek Brewery. Now, that Yellow Creek Brewery kept going because of a man named Matthias Hettinger, who put the capital into it and kept moving and kept getting bigger and kept getting stronger. And the next thing you know, the Germans were streaming in and there were more and more people that were creating breweries. But it wasn't just individuals coming in. There were Freeporters. George and Charles Franz were the first brewers who were Freeport natives, and they had their hands in many businesses around Freeport. Charles was an insurance agent, and George ran a saloon and dry goods and stuff, but they were the first ones that really created their niche, I guess you would say, in the brewing world. As I've always told people, the town of Freeport and Milwaukee for over 100 years, had a lot of breweries, and they were vying for beer capital of the world, and Freeport would have gotten it. Freeport was stronger than Milwaukee when it came to beers back in the 1845 and the early 1900s. Freeport was stronger. However, Freeport could not keep its strength because of one major thing, and that was waterways. For those of you that have been to Milwaukee, you realize how many waterways Milwaukee has. And Freeport has the Pecatonica River. We love our Pecatonica River, but it definitely was not going to, keep moving in at that time. Some other Freeport families that were involved in brewing industry included names, and some of you may be related to these individuals: the Hettingers, the Roths, Akers, Kackelhoffers, Byers, Seafarts, Ohlendorfs, Becks, Hertricks, McGee's, the Wades, the Franzes, the Hubers, the Schmitz, the Steffens, the Milner Brew, the Milners, the Bears, the Sterling Brewing Company, and the Smith family that created Fritz Brewing Company. Now, Fritz Brewing Company was around Freeport for a long period of time before Prohibition. And then when Prohibition took place, of course, everything was dry. But then in 1933, where Honeywell Plant 1 is across from Pecatonica River, that was the Fritz Brewing Company. And the Fritz Brewing Company lasted from 1933 until 1949. And then they sold all of their equipment off, and then Kraft Foods stayed there 1949 until a certain date. And then Kraft Foods had a fabulous piece of property up in the metropolis of Stockton, Illinois, and had their factory up there until they closed down a few decades ago. But so we always think of Honeywell Microswitch in that area there, but that started off as a brewery. And for those of you that don't know, Fritz Brewing Company if, you know, how some of you are into collecting this and collecting that, there are a number of individuals, including a relative of mine, that collects old time brewery glasses and trays and signs and so on. And well, he says, and I looked it up, Fritz Brewing Company in Freeport, Illinois, is the number one old time brewery merchandise that's sold at this time. Fritz Brewery was big and is big. And if you go up to the Potosi Brewfest or go to the Potosi Brewing Company, they have a beautiful museum. And one area is just dedicated to Fritz Brewing Company. Now, Freeport had over 100 breweries in its town. And of course, Prohibition knocked a lot of those out. But they still had a lot of growth when it came to breweries. But why did they all go away? Well, a lot of them went away because of fire. A lot of them burned down. Remember, we didn't have great fire departments like we do now, and a lot of flame had dealt there. And once a brewery burned down, it was difficult to have the capital to bring that back. So not many were brought back. But the thing that was always great about Freeport when it came to the brewing industry, that when it didn't quit for 100 years, there were giant breweries that would come in and would just cut hometown breweries to the quick. They would just cut them off one by one at the knees. But Freeport stayed strong for over 100 years because those big breweries did not touch us. Now, is that a negative? Because if a big brewery would have come into this town, it would have helped us. Well, they would have gone away very soon, of course, remember, because of the waterways and so on. But I mean, I think it's one of these things that as we look at from the beginning, the Yellow Creek Brewery, and into Fritz Brewing and Sterling Brewing Company and all of these other brewing companies, that Freeport really stayed strong and kept strong when it came to brewing. Now, we talked about the idea of being named beer capital of the world, how our town would have become a city and how big we would be, how different we would be if we had waterways. But remember that Freeport had to name a mascot for their high school. Freeport had a ton of bakeries that were in the late 1800s, a lot of bakeries and a lot of breweries. We could have very easily been the Freeport Brewers. And if you think about it, wouldn't that be wonderful to have a little beer mug on a high school kid's hat? No, probably not. So, of course, we became the Freeport Pretzels because you can eat us, but you can't beat us. We salty, we twisted, and you name it. We were pretzels and we're incredibly proud of us all. With the idea of breweries in this town, there always is a strong German heritage that everyone has been looking at and has been wondering about with insurance companies and so on. But when the German aspect kind of went away a little bit, you need to remember that in the early days, saloons were for men only in those early days, and no responsible woman would be seen in the bars. Women and children could, however, use a side door to bring the family beer pail for filling. Now, beer was largely drunk by all family members at that time due to the aspect of lack of sanitation and contaminated water. Now, we're looking really early in this. We're looking the 1910s. We're looking 1906. We're looking at all of these and so on. I mean, Ben Franklin was quoted as saying one time, "Wine is for wisdom, beer is for strength, and water has bacteria. So why do we drink water? Let's drink the wine and the beer." And saloons were that aspect from that standpoint. In 1914, Illinois women voted for the first time. And as that took place, the women's vote was crucial locally because it turned the tide for Freeport going dry. As a matter of fact, Billy Sunday had a telegraph that applauded the Freeport women and said, "Three cheers, the Freeport women did it." 46 saloons closed in 1914, and it cost the city much revenue. Right before the closing, free drinks sloshed everywhere. So thank you, ladies, for closing down all those saloons. We appreciate it. As I give you this information, and as I was so excited to read about this and to learn about this, the reason it took place was because Becky and I did this wagon tour during Tutty Baker days, and we did 8 45, 50-minute tours about the history of Freeport. And just, you don't realize how wonderful this town is, but also the history and the crazy good things that this town has had and continues to try and build and have strength as we move on. And breweries were just one of those. And the breweries were by Manufacturers Island, and the breweries were also by Taylor Park. And Taylor Park, someday, I believe Becky should do and will do a fabulous podcast on the aspect of Taylor Park, because it was the start of our Freeport Park District. And more importantly, it was just the place to go to. But as I digress, breweries in this town were a stronghold. Thank you, Generations Brewing Company. Thank you, Wishful Acres. Thank you, Lena Brewing Company. Thank you, Mud Run. Thank you, Route 26, Route 20 up in Galena, Galena Brewing, and so on. To the woman that saw me at Starbucks about a year and a half ago and asked me, "You do a lot of things in this town, but a lot of times they revolve around beer." I'm proud of that fact. And anytime you want to talk beer, don't forget the Pretzel City Brew Fest, I believe September 25th. Get your tickets, get your VIP tickets, because beer is strong and will always be strong in this great town of Freeport. This has been Tim Connors with Tim Beck 2 and a little history lesson on all of the breweries in Freeport, Illinois.